Hello, we are back here at Module 4, Lesson 3. Module 4 is all about the stages of building your brand. Lesson 3 is specifically about the Work to Expand stage. You remember the branding compass? The Work to Expand stage is the third stage of your branding journey, which is where we are going to focus for this lesson. What we're after in this stage is visibility. Visibility is the goal. You will begin to understand why it's important to start thinking about the future right now, how some foresight will carry you into the future, and I'll show you why, and you'll also discover some creative ideas that you can really use today as you continue your branding journey. Here's the real issue when we think about the Work to Expand stage. What good is a brand if no one knows about it? This stage is for making sure people know you. This is making sure that you have visibility, which is an issue that comes up quite frequently in executive coaching. Be aware of where you are on the brand map because it can help you build those strategic connections that help you figure out where should you focus your energy. The success of this stage can be elevated with creativity, and I want to give you some ideas today that you can use because I've already done the heavy lifting for you. Work to expand. It's really important for us to think about this from a larger systemic perspective. And that's why I believe the branding compass is so important. We need to start long before you are actually ready for this stage. Let me show you why. It would be nice if we could go straight from the establish phase to the work to expand phase. But if we did that, we would skip the critical shape and build phase, which means we miss the opportunity to build credibility. Okay. Let's erase that. It would be nice if we could go straight from the established phase to now what's next. But if we did that, we would miss the opportunity for the work to expand, which is our ability to expand our influence. So it's important for us to remember that part of why we go through this as a cycle is because we take the steps going from one stage to the other, and that is what gets us to the next point of now what's next. And we continue to move on. Because the issue here is that cause and effect is far removed in space and time. It's just like the dominoes you see here. When we push the first domino, it takes a while for the dominoes to get all the way around to the end. And that's the same way it is with this branding journey. If we know we have the work to expand stage coming down the road, then we begin to think about opportunities as they arise. Because we can't just wait. We can't all of a sudden expect that we'll arrive ready for that particular opportunity. So here's the thing. I want you to think about your career. A lot of people get very, very focused on exactly where they are in that moment in their career, stuck in their little box, per se, in their world. I think this was best said by a senior executive who once said, "I've been so busy building the company brand, I have given no thought to building my own." Can't you relate to that? We're very busy day to day, doing everything that we need to do to be successful in the job today. And we often don't have time to stop, lift our eyes and look a little bit further down the road and ask ourselves, what can I do to build my brand? Here's the reality. You can see future success with a little ESP by expanding, by using some strategy, and by being more purposeful. We don't just need a fortune teller to help us out here. We can do it for ourselves, taking a look at a crystal ball to see farther down the road. Well, how do we do that exactly? First, we think about expanding. That's the first step. One of the successful tactics I've seen is for people to actually volunteer for an internal initiative. Maybe it's the philanthropy that you hold near and dear to your heart. Some people volunteer for affinity groups, whether that's women's groups, Hispanic forums, Asian American forums, any number of affinity groups that might be within your company. Another successful tactic I've seen is for people to actually request that they be on a project outside of their immediate expertise. It gives them a chance to broaden their horizons and build a new network. Another technique that I've seen work really well is to seek advice, to actually reach out to others outside of your immediate network to ask advice about broadening your skill set and your influence. I've actually seen people build their entire career with a strategy. They seek advice from a variety of people as a method of building those relationships farther down the line. The next strategy has to do with the LinkedIn profile once again. I want you to think about putting your LinkedIn profile to use as a virtual billboard for your brand. Update that photo. If you have that gray-headed icon, well, you definitely need to switch that, my friend. And maybe it's time for you to upgrade your photo overall. Maybe you've had a photo that's been just fine, but now you want to take it to the next level. Take a look at the people that we've talked about before. Take a look at the executives in the organization and see what kind of profile pictures they have. That should motivate you. Make an appointment, get a photographer to take some dynamite photos for you that you can use on your internal network and your external network. Take time to powerize your summary. Your summary is like a brief advertisement for yourself. This can talk about what's authentic to you, what your core brand words are, what's important to you, what you find compelling. And that is the way you can integrate all of your brand words and what you stand for right there in your summary. You don't have to look any further than that. Right there in the summary, it shares with someone what value you bring to the table. Then I want you to think beyond your job title in the header. Again, this is another step to be able to go beyond your job title. You are more than your title, remember? So think about it. Are you a thought leader? Are you an expert? Are you strategic? An innovator? Whatever it is, take some time to think about what else you can put in that header. The main thing about the profile is to make sure that it is future-focused and not simply a resume of the past. LinkedIn started out that way. And I know a lot of people are still stuck in that mindset, thinking it only reflects all of the jobs that they've had in the past. Rework that, and instead, take a fresh look at your LinkedIn profile to make sure it reflects the direction that you are choosing to go in. The next step is to focus on strategy. You can do this in three ways. The first is to be very intentional about becoming a thought leader in your industry, in your area. Perhaps you publish in a company newsletter, post in a company blog, volunteer to host a webinar about a subject that you know a great deal about. Actually seek out speaking opportunities. I want you to know that this is very important, and I've seen this particular technique work for quite a few people. Volunteer to be on a panel, if that's the first step you can take. Ask to introduce a speaker at one of the upcoming events, and then spend some time making sure you get ready for that introduction. Again, weaving in some of your core brand words about why it was important for you to introduce that speaker. Maybe even be so bold as to submit a request to be a speaker at an industry event. These are small steps that can give you increased visibility as you enhance your speaking skills. Another technique is for you to actually share your knowledge. I had an executive one time tell me that his strategy really was to be a resource to the people all the way through his network, and that he was very successful at doing so. He was very on target on making sure that he shared books with people that were relevant to what they did. He would share articles based on someone's job and even share links to presentations on SlideShare, which I will tell you about a little bit more in just a minute. The third strategy is to be purposeful. This is the last step in your ESP for your future. The first consideration you need to make when scheduling meetings, perhaps when you travel. See, we all get very busy. I'm guilty of this as well. We book our ticket, put it on the calendar, make the plans to show up, and we show up just in time to do what we need to do and then leave quickly thereafter. With a little more foresight, you can pause long enough to ask yourself, is there anybody else I should meet while I'm there? Maybe it's that leader that's outside of your initial range, right there at the company. Maybe it's somebody that you've met one time before but didn't have a whole lot of time to talk. You could go in a few hours earlier, have lunch with that individual. It's a matter of taking the time to think it through. How do I maximize the opportunities that I already have with just a little bit of tweaking to make sure that I can use it to build momentum? The next step is creating social savvy. This is where you step it up a notch, where you get to actually make yourself attend that dreaded networking event. But this time you do it with a different attitude. You walk in with a very different purpose, right there from the start of the event. You brush up on your etiquette. You're ready. More and more interviews are taking place over meals. Make sure you understand some of the etiquette changes that are happening. And then look for ways to utilize some of the new apps which actually can help you up your game. And I will share a few of those with you today. Next, think about sharing your knowledge. This is about taking one step further on your way to being a thought leader. Again, LinkedIn is a terrific platform for your profile, a terrific way for you to publish your thoughts and publish your original ideas, and there are tools to help you. With all three of these strategies, I want you to know it takes a minute for you to acquire a shift in your thinking. I had a senior executive say one time, when you reach a certain point, leverage is finding ways to think differently, and you need to start realizing that you don't have to do it all yourself. This is an important nugget of wisdom for you, especially as you are seeking to expand your career. And remember, our goal with the entire branding compass is to complete this cycle over and over and over again as we continue to advance. The reality is this, the higher up you go in your career, the less time you're going to have to do some of these things, and you have to begin to think differently in order to be successful. So, a couple of tips for you. SlideShare. If you have not downloaded that app, please do so. It serves two purposes. One, it's a good reminder of what great PowerPoint presentations look like. Simplicity is key. The other reason that I think SlideShare is very helpful for building your brand is the fact that there are lots of different subjects on there. There's healthcare, there's business, finance, digital, a whole variety of subjects. When you find one that's particularly interesting to your field or to someone in your network, it is very easy to send them a link to that presentation. It gives you a chance to stay relevant and, again, pass along some information. Another tool, this is a new one that just came out. It is an app called Charlie. Charlie is a personal digital assistant. You download it, it integrates with your calendar, and then whenever you have a meeting scheduled, the morning of your meeting, Charlie will send you an email with information and tips about the person you are going to meet or be on the call with. It keeps you fresh, it keeps you relevant, and besides that, Charlie has a wicked sense of humor that will also make you smile as you use this branding tool. If you want to start publishing and start writing, but you're a little nervous, well, you can use something called a cold co-schedule headline analyzer. Easy to look up the website. It helps you figure out how to write a powerful headline. I know a lot of people are concerned about writing. Sometimes we need to freshen up those skills too, don't we? Well, again, there's an app for that. You can download the Hemingway app, and what that does is you can copy and paste your written communication into it, and it will help you figure out how to shorten the sentences and how to make your writing come across in a more stronger fashion. These are two terrific apps to help you sharpen your brand. Then there's another one, Fiverr. This is all about the gig economy. Anything you need help with, whether it is a transcription, a presentation, whether you need help with a photograph, the list is so long that, to be honest with you, I can't even tell you about all of it during this training. Go see it for yourself. Anything that you need done, or anything that you've ever thought about getting done for your team or for a project, you can get some good ideas from Fiverr. And this is only one of the many platforms out there for the gig economy. I encourage you to check it out. It has changed my world. Then also check out Haro. H-A-R-O. Haro is a website called Help a Reporter Out. I've seen people use this branding tool in two ways. One, if you want to position yourself as a thought leader or maybe even an expert in your field, then you can sign up for this as a resource and actually look for any reporter who might be doing a story that's relevant to your industry. Let me tell you, they do stories about every possible industry that's out there, both personally and professionally. It was quite surprising to me when I first found out about this. Well, let's say that you don't want to be quoted yourself. No worries. Don't use it like that. Instead, I have another executive who uses it as a way to reach out to others in his network. When he sees a story request that is relevant to someone he knows, he sends them the information and the link and says, "Hi, I thought about you. You might want to reach out to this reporter. I think you could be a terrific resource." Once again, another tool to build brand equity. So here's the thing. Sometimes the only thing holding you back could be all in your head. Give yourself permission as you go through this course to think about expanding your world. Sometimes all we have to do is simply crawl out of the box. I think that's a very telling photograph, so I want that to stay in your head. A lot of people I talk to, when they want to expand their personal area of personal branding, the box is open. It's sitting there. But they're choosing to sit in the box and only focus on what they want to do right then, right there. I want you to know, my friend, that the box is open. You can step out. Crawl out of the box, and you might be surprised at the opportunities that you find. Choice really is the defining difference. The action I want to encourage you to take today is to download the checklist of ideas for this stage and pick three. Just pick three ideas that you want to tackle over the next month or two, and then share some of your own creative ideas on our private Facebook page. I'm sure you have even more that I have not even mentioned here in this lesson. Finally, as we part ways at this time, please be reminded that small actions have big impact. Just put one foot in front of the other to keep moving in a positive direction. And again, remember, when you reach that now, what's next stage and start this branding journey all over again, we go through the establish phase, the shape and build phase, and the work to expand phase over and over again. I look forward to seeing you in lesson 4.